here at the Design Again podcast, and I'm your host Pietro Polsinelli. We are going to talk, have a chat with Unogames here at Svilup Party, which is the Italian indie game event in Bologna. So, hi guys.
Hi.
Well, maybe we could start. So, you're game developers. We could start with you saying some words about you.
Hello, I am Daniele.
America.
I'm the guy that usually program the code of our games.
And I'm the art director. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a mathematician, so I'm a strange kind of,
okay.
Of graphic.
Oh, that's unusual. Great. So your Unogames is based in Genoa.
In Genoa.
And
yeah.
Since?
Since
2009.
2009, okay. And what you do there?
we do mobile games.
Oh, mainly mobile games.
Mobile games, currently mainly for iOS, but soon we will move also on other platforms, also because it's very hard to try to live using all...
To live.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Only with a single platform.
Okay.
And yesterday, here in Svilup Party, someone showed concrete statistics about this limit. We make games for fun, of course.
But are there specific gender, specific types of games that you're developing or develop? I mean, is there like strategic or...
We started with a classic arcade because we wanted to test the market, the platform, how the game and the play moves in this
in
the
environment.
iOS environment. Mm. So we started with a title which is Tapsteroids.
So it's an arcade, but it's on iOS. Well,
yes.
It's not that usual. I mean, it is usual, but I mean, it's a retro style.
It's a retro style.
Okay.
Yes,
Tapsteroids. We don't want to infringe any.
Nobody's thinking about anything. I mean, it's completely original, and nobody will ever think about
good,
any
right,
connection.
Right.
Tapsteroids.
Any reference is absolutely.
So the game is about like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. Is more
with a sci-fi.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi style. You must save a lot of people from dangerous asteroids.
Asteroids.
Meteors. I'm sorry. Meteors.
Okay.
And it's a very simple game. It's
fast tapping shooter.
Yeah.
So it's
real immediate as gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of asteroids that come, meteors that come on the screen. You have to protect the central space station.
And the landing ships. That's
incredible.
Something new.
A lot of people, yeah. A lot of people in this dangerous place want to land with a spaceship. So you have to protect them.
I have to protect them.
This is the core of the
core of the game.
Then power ups.
Recently we switched from pay to free. So
so we can try it for free.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, free.
Is there an app purchase of something?
No.
It's completely free.
Only free.
Great.
There are one banner, one advertising banner.
Okay. Wow. Fantastic.
We are good people.
Yeah. You don't look so, but anyway. So what's original about this game?
Spaceships.
And the asteroids.
Come on.
Give me an answer.
No, it's real. Because asteroids were only your space station and the asteroids.
Okay.
We added some difficulty. We add in the landing shape, the spaceships to the space station central. You have to protect this also, not only the central space station, but also the landing spaceships.
Yes, because there is a real shift of attention of the player from the asteroids to the moving things that they have to protect.
Okay.
And it's very simple. Mm-hmm. The game is very simple.
Describing it, but developing it.
And developing is less simple.
Because the balancing, timing.
Yeah, this is For example, a problem that we had experienced changing the aspect ratio of the game for the iPad, for iPhone 5. Change everything in all well-balanced settings of the level difficulty.
So not only the layout, but also the balancing of the game changes in function of how much space you have.
Perfect, okay. Because we have around 8 parameters for each asteroid spaceships. For example, where objects appear in the screen. Of course, if the game map is played in landscape mode, so if you have something that appear in the lower of the screen, it must appear at a low speed because it will travel the screen in less time. If the object appear lateral, so move horizontally, it have a...
You have more time to tap to destroy it. And so if there's a menu space from the bottom to the middle of the screen, so we have to balance this. It's not so easy.
So when a device changes these dimensions, we have to
rebalance these parameters.
And so here, only when you have a working prototype, you can test, the differences. So is it very important to get quickly to working prototypes?
Oh yeah, we have some nice photo of our first prototypes where everything is a cycle.
Oh great! So maybe you can send us so we can publish his notes.
Absolutely.
Podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And we also tested multiple gameplay. The presence of the spaceships was one of the latest tests we did. Before there was the multicolor.
Yes, because. Only asteroids, meteors coming was a gameplay too easy or
yes, it was boring.
Was boring.
Yeah, that's a little detail.
So we think about adding colors to the asteroids.
You have to tap in a sequence to destroy them correctly.
It was
a sort of match 3 with us.
Wow!
Horrible! Don't do it. We have tested it. Don't do it.
You died immediately. So same play, almost unplayable.
Okay, so I think we get the gist and how you develop it, and now it's a free game, so we can all try it now. And what next?
What next is a nice question, because we are in a om phase, in a spiritual phase, in a nirvana phase. We are analyzing better the market, because we would like to try to survive economically.
I was wondering, with a free game, how much money you're making out of it.
Oh, yes. $30 till now with the free version. But it are 5 days that is out, so it's not a big deal.
We can live with $30.
Wow, in five days. $6 a day. Well, why not?
We are optimists. we have switched to free to test this monetization.
So you're testing the market.
For us, it's critical to understand if paid is still a viable solution. If we have probably switched to a free model, advertising. You read a lot of reports, but until you.
You
don't
actually
try. Yeah.
You have your data. Because always you have some data, but of the great games.
The usual reasoning by exceptions, which is so typical of video game development. Reasoning by exception is a huge mistake. But how you gain visibility?
I don't know. I don't know. But in reality, when we released the Top Steroids, our idea was to have bigger returns, so much earning, and very few visibility. In reality, has gone at the opposite. We very low earning,
but
a very good visibility. We received a lot of nice review from the major websites, excluded unfortunately the two top most one.
Usually go from so yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And when we had been featured by Apple, mm-hmm. With the game, we released
which was a surprise. Yeah. We didn't expect that.
So this is you just random marketing, and it seems to work. I mean, you're not actively.
No, we do the right thing. I don't know.
Maybe the app looks intriguing.
No,
nice.
We do marketing through press release with PR marketing.
Okay, so you are working on that.
Yeah, we are working.
Twitter, Facebook, our sites, and then we have a mailing list.
Yes, we manage all the press mailing list, so we can communicate when we go free, when we release updates.
And all this is done by you too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The big Excel file with name, size.
Two-man band. Two-man, one-man, one-girl, one-man band.
Okay.
Yeah. It's what?
So you do you have some beta or future app game that you're developing, or
currently we
ideas?
Ideas are a lot.
Ideas are cheap.
Yeah, very cheap. We have a document, a two-page document with filled with one row ideas.
Okay.
We are full of ideas, so we have to choose extremely because. As we have to do it always for living, a B2B
world,
so we have to retain our time and choosing the right game.
Okay. So in fact, this is what I'm going to ask you. But for a living, I mean, until you break through with these kinds of games, what are you doing?
We do boring thing. No, it's not true. We develop technically enterprise class system, web application for manage hospitals.
Web apps, completely web apps. Different.
All client server with big server components, with database. Client, iPad client that interact with this backend, data processing in the night.
Oh, okay.
Another world.
So not gamified apps marketing apps. No,
we are
really enterprise solutions.
360 degree people.
Okay.
And with the gaming sector, we concentrated on iOS. This, fortunately, has been also a good choice for the B2B side, because fortunately, at least, if we have lost money with the game, at least it had attracted new client for the B2B.
Okay.
Because now everyone wants
an
iPad app.
It's like years ago when everybody wanted a website, and now everyone wants
it's too many. Well kept secret.
Yeah.
Okay, and one last thing. Which games do you like to play?
This is funny.
I like. We are so different. Because I love word games, hide and seek games. It's very woman. I'm the right medium target of the and the match three.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I love, for example, the. Racing.
Racing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Real racing. I'm Daisy. In Mario Kart.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's the first important.
Most important in genres.
Yeah.
And you?
No, I'm a male, and so I love.
In this commonplace.
Yes. We are very simple.
Analyze.
I love simulation and strategic games.
Strategic, of course.
Of course.
Your generation.
Yeah. So we
our generation.
Our generation. yes.
Strategic games.
So. we have two different iPads with two different set of games installed.
Okay. So I mean, when you choose an idea, it must be hard. Well, arcade games may be a meeting point.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
We started in the.
Yes, in fact, she tried also to say, our next game should be at match 3. I don't want to program it.
Strategic asteroids.
Something, a simulation.
No strategy.
No. Unfortunately, I don't know. We at least know that we have to choose with market data to understand what to do. Then, of course, we try to put something that like to us.
But so you never did, custom game development, so game development for others.
You do also.
So not just enterprise. I mean also.
Also no. Fortunately, some clients know what we do for hobby, and we try and sometimes we succeed to do outsourcing. Sometimes only for the graphic production. It is a matter of Erika. Sometimes a little project, other games or games to entertain at some event.
Or the installer.
Or only the installer.
Or maybe we can put some links in the podcast notes.
Yes, of course. Sometimes happens that we develop also games for other, but it's not the same thing that developed for us. Also because when you develop for the third party, you have budget, you have timing. Mm-hmm. When you develop for yourself,
also.
You are not so.
I don't like this answer too much.
Okay.
And it's a problem also, right? Because personal project become a multi-year project.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I think we will all rush to try Tapsteroids. You have also cool T-shirts. Can anybody buy the T-shirts online or no?
Maybe within a purchase.
There will be an update. Maybe. So thank you very much, again.
Thank you.
See you soon.